Roger Goodell made it official yesterday that the 2024 draft here in the Detroit set a single day attendance record with 275,000 people live for round one. The police estimate about 400,000 people came to visit the city just yesterday. I would call that a success for day one. Let's ask Marty Dobeck, deputy director of the Detroit Sports Commission, what he thinks. How'd it go, do you think, Marty?
Flawlessly yesterday. Hey, Jamie. Hey, Guy. Great to be with you. Actually, just getting underway right now with a tour with the future host cities of the draft. So, obviously, as Detroit does when we host major events, we always raise the bar, and we delivered yesterday. And we're going to help these future host cities, you know, try to reach the altitude that Detroit reached yesterday. It was just great. Just an awesome environment all the way around. So, super successful night.
Marty, I know those future host cities are saying, oh, my God, the city of Detroit is on fire. We got to really do something.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think it's just a nod to the collaboration that took place amongst all the key stakeholders here locally to deliver what we all experienced yesterday. So many people have been just working for years on end to collaborate with the NFL and host this event. And we wanted to deliver a citywide experience yesterday. And I think, you know, mission was accomplished.
To build on what you just said there, that citywide experience, I know that at one point you were considering Belle Isle as a venue, the train station, and you settled for downtown. Safe to say there is no second guessing going on this morning?
No second guessing. All great assets of Detroit that we want to lift up, iconic architecture and those areas of our city. But I think it says a lot to really host this type of experience in the Central Business District, in Campus Martius Park, with all the great architecture of the building surrounding it, really just created a nice, amphitheater of sorts right in the middle of downtown Detroit.
What about this notion of if you build it, they will come, but you're not 100% sure if people will come. And then the whole thing, people had to be turned away, and it was like an hour and a half before the show even started.
Yeah, we were really aggressive with just making sure that fans knew to make a plan before they, came down to the area, because the draft's free of rent. And it's great that you have that accessibility factor. We were trending on the registrants, right? And before, I think it was around 5, 6 p.m. yesterday, they were at 509,000 registrants for the draft. Just goes to show you the demand.
Wow.
For it. And obviously we took all the steps and we're planning in coordination with the NFL and really just trying to communicate. I mean, communication was so key yesterday in making sure that all the stakeholders and the NFL were on the same page and working together. When we did meet capacity, and just communicating that out via the One Pass and other avenues of communication. So it's just tremendous.
I was telling Guy and Jamie this morning that it just seems like, the stars and the moons were lining up for the city of Detroit to host this draft. I mean, I know the approved bid was submitted in 21. The league let Detroit know in December of 21 that it would be the host. And then in March of 22, it became public, and that's the same day it was announced the Lions would appear on Hard Knocks on HBO. It was like it was just falling into place.
Yeah, we had a double dose of positive news that day, really, for the city and the Lions. Bringing the draft to Detroit was a 7-plus-year process. I mean, from the first conversation that the Lions and Rod Wood had with the NFL, it's really just a conversation, a lobbying conversation, like, Detroit wants to host this event. And that was back in 2016. And then 2017, we submitted a bid, for 2019, 2020, 2021. They went to other cities at that time, but we stayed in the process. And we were able to educate them about why Detroit would be a successful draft host city. And, obviously yesterday is a testament of the vision we had when we set out to bring this event to Detroit.
Marty, not that it's a competition, but Motown beat the daylights out of Music City, USA yesterday, and the day one attendance was 275,000. But to your point about this being a citywide event, Detroit police are reporting it was attendance of 400,000, taking everything else into consideration. So you had another 125,000 people in Corktown, in Greektown, and elsewhere outside of the main footprint. Talk to me about that. And by the way, how do we count those folks?
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, as I've done with this process, when Commissioner Goodell says something, you know, and it, whatever he says is the gospel, and that's what he put out, you know, to the public yesterday. But really, when we set out for this, we wanted to ensure that all the great destinations and pockets in downtown Detroit were activated to their fullest, and we got to, you know, kind of allow them to be unique to their area and showcase themselves from Corktown, Greektown, Midtown, you know, everywhere in between. So that was the goal. You know, we knew we were going to have the demand with this event. And, you know, the NFL uses a methodology through, you know, their gate entries to in real-time calculations, you know, through a combination of things, not only the technologies at the gate, but, you know, through cameras and things of that nature. So, you know, the NFL has just been great partners to work with along the way. And, you know, we're excited for day two and day three. I mean, there's great opportunities for people to come out and experience this event.
And we're
looking forward to it.
I will say, Marty, it wasn't that hard to get out of town. That's what I thought might be, you know, the hiccup leaving, but it was clear.
Yeah, we had a great traffic management plan in place through coordination with the city of Detroit and through DPD, making sure that when people exited, and, you know, as we like to say in the ops world, they egress from the event, that they, you know, were able to get on all the major freeways and get back home after a fun evening.
Yeah, well, kudos to really everyone involved. It was a fantastic night last night. It's not done yet. Marty Dobeck, Deputy Director of the Detroit Sports Commission, congratulations.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate the time.
Yeah.
And you were saying, guys, it looked great on TV.
It did.
I was there. It felt great to be there. I mean, I can't think of anything negative.
No.
But you got to have a photogenic thing to shoot in the first place. And
yes.
The way that the city has redeveloped, the lighting, everything looked great. So when you were making those drone shots or the blimp shot, it was like it was Picasso. It was Van Gogh.
And just, unlike the Super Bowl in 2006, no fake facades.
No. And no, just a mass of people.
No attendees from Madame Tussauds.
Painted windows with people,
real
people on the windows.
Can't confirm. Real people were down there yesterday. Stick with us on JR Morning, the news of the day at 8:05, plus a bug invasion at 8:19.